You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Today, the state of Florida has filed another lawsuit against the Biden administration. This lawsuit challenges the Biden administration's order imposing a vaccine mandate on federal contractors, which was going to apply on December 8th. And so just because you're a business that has federal contracts, it's not right for the federal government to come in and rewrite those contracts and then try to shoehorn this in. And then if you don't comply, so you either have to fire people, or if you don't comply, they'll just cancel the contract entirely, even though this is something that you bid for and you won fair and square. That's not the way we think business should be done. We don't think that they have the authority to do that. But you are going to see, if we're not successful challenging this, you will absolutely see disruptions in the economy.
Absolutely. This is October 28, 2021. That is Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida, and saying his state is filing another lawsuit to block any mandates being imposed by the federal government against the state of Florida employees, any businesses doing business in the state of Florida. Numerous companies that also have government contracts, according to, quote, executive order, are supposed to make sure if they have more than 100 employees, they have to make sure they're vaccinated. And in fact, they don't have to have 100 employees if they have any contract with the government. You got to be vaccinated or they'll pull it. You have to show proof that you've been vaccinated or they will fine you. This is clear government overreach, and that is why the state of Florida is stepping up and doing this. Other states have been doing similar things. This one just filed today. We're going to see a lot more of this happen, and with good cause. We're also going to see, of course, more and more folks decide, I'm not doing it. I'll walk away from the job. We're already seeing experienced firemen, police officers, other first responders, nurses, doctors saying, no, not going to. And you know what? There's a good reason in many cases because, first of all, they've been working on the front line and doing all this over the last year, long before the vaccines came in. So they don't think they need them. And we continue to push vaccines on lower and lower ages. And I want you to hear one quote. This one quote will tell you everything of what this administration is doing. This member of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine committee, they decided that they could administer as a two-dose series for kids age 5 to 11. And while considering the question, one member openly admitted, we're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. What the hell? You're going to give the vaccine you don't really know? I have told you repeatedly, everything is experimental at this point. I'm not anti-vaxxer. I've had a vaccine. You need to do what you do for you and your family based on your health and what your doctor says. But I don't know about giving it kids younger and younger and even telling pregnant women they can get it or nursing women, and yet they're only clearing it down to age 5. Then we're also going to have more of the questioning that hit Merrick Garland on exactly how he was trying to chill any content and complaints by parents at school board meetings. It's going to get pretty wild before it's over with. And then we got former Senator John Kerry, now the climate envoy, czar, whatever, for President Biden, going to the Glasgow summit and saying, I'm doing everything I can to help. I run in and I turn off all the lights in the house. He has a lot of houses to go through. and he flies all over the world in a carbon footprint jet that outpaces any commercial jet, and they're going to tell you how to live? We have today also another story involving the Atlanta Braves playing in the World Series, and the World Series being played there in the sense that, remember, the National Baseball League pulled it out because they considered the election laws in Atlanta were too bad and dangerous. Now it's back. A lot to cover. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to me.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This is a memorandum that collects 13 different federal crimes parents could be charged with. It has United States Department of Justice on the top of it. And you're telling me you haven't seen it?
Who's the memo from, Senator?
The United States Department of Justice, United States Attorney for the District of Montana.
I have not seen a memo from the District of Montana.
Not high enough priority for you?
That's not the question. I don't.
It is the question. Answer my question. Is it not a high enough priority for you when you're threatening parents with 13 different federal crimes? These aren't crimes of violence. You've testified today. You're focused on violence. That's not what your U.S. attorneys, they work for you. That's not what they're saying. You haven't seen it because it's not a high enough priority, or what?
Question of priority. No one has sent me that memo, so I haven't seen it.
What do you mean no one has sent you the memo? You run the United States Department of Justice, do you not?
There are 115,000 employees of the Department of Justice.
Indeed, and you are in charge of every one of them. And this was a sufficiently important case that you issued a memo. You, over your signature, issued a memo involving the FBI and the Department of Justice in local school boards, local school districts. Your U.S. attorneys are now threatening prosecution with 13 different crimes, but it's not a high enough priority for you. It got lost in the mix.
I'll send again. I've never seen that memo.
That's what concerns me, General Garland.
And it should concern him. Those are the questions by Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. As I told you, Garland went before the Senate committee yesterday. The day before, he went before the House committees. They took a shot at him. There was so much coming down yesterday. I'm telling you that there are times I'm trying to give you information, but it's coming through a fire hose. I mean, it is so much at one time. We can't possibly get it all in, and I'm trying to break out pieces where I think we can make some sense of it. That's why I always encourage folks. I appreciate you supporting this program, and I do want you listening. But I always encourage folks, check other sites, other hosts, and so forth. Get a good read everywhere. I mean, this is what you should be doing. You should never trust one source. Yes, even Larry Connors, you shouldn't just flat trust. Although I've spent 50-plus years as a news anchor building on that trust. And for decades, no one knew what my politics were, nor should they, as if you're actually going to be a news anchor. But what we have going on right now, and especially with this program, gives me a chance to speak out, and I am very glad to have this opportunity, this platform for it, because we need to make it very clear. You can stand up and yell out the window, we're mad as hell, and I'm going to take it anymore. And when I watch Merrick Garland, I'll remind you again, Obama was going to make him a U.S. Supreme Court justice. That got blocked because McConnell, leading the Republicans at the time in the Senate, had the authority. He had to go through a nomination with the Republicans. And we still had, at that time, the race between Hillary and Trump were underway. There was adequate time to hold a hearing. And my personal belief is, let us wait and let the next president make that decision. Well, of course, they were pretty sure it's going to be Hillary anyway. Turned out it didn't. It was not Hillary. And now Trump has made 3 appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's pretty good, right? But when we watch how these guys are now playing this game, because parents have decided they're not going to put up with this CRT crap in their schools for their kids. Critical race theory is another way to say make white children feel guilty, make black children believe you only have value based on the color of your skin. I believe every person has a value vested in them by God, and they can do what they want. Condoleezza Rice, rising to one of the highest positions in our nation as a black woman, first black woman, Secretary of State, had already pointed out in an interview as she went on The View with all of those libs and said, my color didn't hold me back. I grew up in the South. I knew what things were. But my parents told me you are what you are, and anyone that has a problem with you, that's their problem. But as these parents come forward and they demand answers, they want to see the curriculums, and they want to fight against forcing children to wear a mask day in and day out for hours on end, you had the Attorney General Merrick Garland respond to a complaint from the National School Board Association representing something like 90,000 school boards, and raising concerns, although we have fear and basically threats and intimidation, and these parents are basically terrorists. So Merrick Garland, the very same Merrick Garland, who could have been a U.S. Supreme Court justice, thank God he wasn't. The same Merrick Garland who said, in looking at what happened January 6th at the Capitol, in all the things I've seen and I've covered and I've dealt with, such as the Oklahoma City bombing, which had 100-plus deaths, this was more serious than that. There was one person killed January 6th. And I've had some very vivid live debates with listeners of this program and others. In fact, I lost one guest I often used to have on because I could tell he supported her climbing through that window and said the officer had no right to fire. I said she had plenty of opportunity to stop. She's a grown adult. Yes, she served her country. She thought she was doing the right thing. She got egged on, got caught up in the moment, but she's got a backpack. He can see her hands, but he cannot let her come into the chamber. They don't know what's in the backpack. And he didn't really intend to kill her. He meant to shoot her, but the intent was not to kill her, but to stop her. But there were the other deaths were all health-related. Four of them. Two of them police officers. I might be off on the Capitol Police. I might be off on the count four or five. But that pales in comparison to what happened at Oklahoma City. And yet Merrick Garland thinks, no, it's just as big and dangerous. So this memo that Senator Hawley is producing, that the Attorney General in Montana sent out to everyone under his jurisdiction. We've got Merrick Garland saying, I don't know, I didn't say it, it doesn't come to me. I got, you know, the mealy mouth bailout again. He could not. Are you the boss or you're not? Senator Josh Hawley again.
I hope you will assure your constituents that what we are concerned about here is violence and threats of violence.
That only leads me to conclude, General Garland, all I can conclude from this is either that you're not in control of your own department, or that more likely what I think to be the case is that you knew full well that this is exactly the kind of thing that would happen. When you issued your memo, when you involved the Department of Justice and all of its resources, and the FBI and all of its resources, and local school boards and local school districts, you knew that federal prosecutors would start collecting crimes that they could use against parents. You knew they would advise state and local officials that these are all of the ways parents might be prosecuted. You knew that that was the likely outcome. And that's exactly what's happened.
He knew it. He knew it, but now he kind of wants to, I tell you, you look in the Bible, you'll find exactly what Merrick Garland did. In the Bible. Where would I find that, Larry? Pontius Pilate. I wash my hands of this. I turn him over to you. I'll set Barabbas free. I will let Jesus Christ be in your hands, and you decide what to do with it. But I wash my hands of it. The man's done nothing wrong. Merrick Garland knew what he was doing and how it would be seen. And that's just what he put down on a memo. I want us to get to a point where we start bringing these guys in and question them under oath. What conversation did you have? Merrick Garland wants to say, well, nobody told me. I didn't have any conversation. Listen, I play poker. So I'm not really a gambler. I don't consider poker gambling. You gamble, you put money down on a black 17 on roulette, that's gambling. But I would take a gamble on this one and say he has had conversations and details and discussions which were not in his memo, just saying that we're going to step out and make sure school board members are protected, and that we're against all violence. He says we're against all violence, and yet parents are saying they are now being intimidated by federal agents. They are being intimidated and threatened. And in fact, one school board member, after one parent complained, she said, basically, and got caught on a hot mic, F you. That's from a school board member to a parent. Because they decide we're the high and mighty. At least this is, the silver lining is, parents are getting involved in their school boards. And it's not too late to turn this around. And we've had many black parents come forward. Many black parents. And we've had several of them appear on this program. Say, they don't like critical race theory either. They say, we want our child and our children to be judged on their accomplishments and their merits. We'd want them held back because of the color of the skin. And we don't want them to have additional hurdles to go over because of the color of the skin. And they also have to be concerned about having masks on their kids on a constant basis. The number of young black children suffering asthma is higher than whites. And when you constrict their breathing in any way, you're asking for a medical issue. I'm not going to go all the way down that rabbit hole, but just keep in mind that we have basically death rate of children of COVID, 0.008. The other day, Senator Kennedy, in challenging Garland, saying, we all know what was in play.
Merrick Garland is the vessel here. The prophet is President Biden in the White House. Merrick Garland's not going to back off until the White House tells him to back off, and all of this was instigated by the White House. This is all coming out of the White House. The National School Board Association wrote this letter because they're tired of parents asking them about the teaching of critical race theory. The National School Board Association colluded with President Biden in the White House to craft the letter. As soon as they got the letter, they sent it to Merrick Garland and told Merrick Garland to sic the FBI on our parents and call them, if not explicitly, implicitly, dangerous domestic terrorists, and to try to chill, and it did have a chilling effect, on parental involvement and parental activism with respect to what their kids are learning.
If you're not a parent going to school board meetings, and then you decided to, and now you hear that this could happen, yeah, I would chill you. Wait till you hear what Senator Tom Cotton says is coming next. Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project, a dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com. I'm honored to have First Crypto World in St. Charles on board as a sponsor. This is the first brick-and-mortar store where you can actually learn about cryptocurrencies. And what do you know about crypto mining? I'm confused. That's when I'm going to sign up for an education class. And you can buy crypto merchandise. FirstCryptoWorld.com. Get full details. FirstCryptoWorld.com.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, says, you know what? The next time we see Fauci, now let me read his quote for you. He said, speaking of people who should resign in disgrace, Tony Fauci should resign in disgrace. He repeatedly lied to the American people and the Congress, saying that his agency did not fund this risky, dangerous research in China, of all places. And now his agency has admitted that. He has lost all moral authority to serve in this administration and to give any guidance to the American people. Here it comes. Stand back, stand back, stand back. We don't know how big this next statement's going to be, but here it comes. Are you ready? If you're driving, look for a place to pull off. I don't want you to go crazy when you hear it. Are you safe? You and your family safe? Because here it comes. I'll give you a little bit more time. Cotton saying, Dr. Fake, he doesn't call him that. I do. He says, Fauci has lost all moral authority to serve in this administration and to give any kind of guidance to the American people. Here it is. His next public appearance should not be at Congress. It should be in the federal courthouse. Amen, amen. And you want more proof? We have on here from time to time Stephen Bryan. He is a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy. And he says, we now know that we have been funding this kind of stuff since 2015. So what is far from clear is why such direct proof of the NIH and U.S. government complicity has been systemically buried. He said here's some possible reasons. One, the U.S. could not carry out research in China during the NIH-imposed research pause between 2014 and 17. We just said we're doing it in 2015. Said, but they paused it because otherwise it would violate U.S. government restrictions. This was very important because not all American scientists supported the pause. The U.S. could maybe done it because it could gain insight into China's biotechnology capabilities. The Chinese were advancing rapidly. Maybe that's what we were doing. And he points out we depend on a number of drugs and drug precursors from China. That's a bad mistake, my friend. China's linkage of coronavirus with HIV/AIDS said their research on AIDS vaccine was extremely important, so maybe that was why. And U.S.-China connection offered pathways into understanding Chinese bioweapons development that the U.S. Army Fort Detrick lab was working on with the Chinese. At the same time, the ethnic bioweapon, they were working on a specific ethnic group, the Chinese Uyghurs. You see what's been going on? It's been going on all this time, and they've been saying that we were not gain of function at any point. I want to remind you, I do not want you to forget, gain of function, those are code words for weaponizing. Weaponizing. Now, Dr. Fake even admitted, well, there's some value to this because maybe we figure out how to combat it and come up with some kind of inoculation or prevention. And of course, we got all these vaccines out there now, right? They're only there because Trump said, let's do warp speed, get them out. And I think they've been of value and they've helped. But now they want to continue to say, you need a booster. Oh, you might need one every year. And let's make them available for kids all the way down to age 5. And yet one of the commissioners on the panel questioned and said, we won't really know how safe they are until we use them. Your child will be considered an experiment. I want to get some input from this and what else is happening with these mandates from John LeBoutier from New York. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota has the perfect new or pre-owned car for you, but Jay Ackerman also has a mission to help charities that make a difference. Ackerman Toyota supports food banks, veterans groups, head injury victims, charities battling cancer. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and always glad to have John LeBoutier, former U.S. Congressman from New York, a Reagan Republican, never a Trumper, but is a great source for us for what's going on in New York, once referenced COVID and other things as well. John, welcome back, sir. Glad to have you on board.
Larry, thanks. It's been a little while. I don't know what's happened to us, but we haven't talked. Well, you're
Well, you're not sending me flowers. You're not calling me either. So come on. I mean, you know, it goes too
well. Well, I don't have a show. Larry.
Oh, okay.
You're the one with the show.
But you should. You should. And I'm thankful for the time. And folks, many of you will recognize John's name because he did have a program. Let me see, you were with Doug Shawn, and who else did you have?
Yeah, and Pat Caddell. It's called Political Insiders.
Right.
It was on every Sunday night on Fox at 7:30 East Coast time.
They need to bring it back.
Way.
They need to bring it back.
Well, they should, but they won't. So,
all right.
I don't think. Well, you never know. And Pat Caddell's died. So,
yeah,
but Doug
yeah.
and I would love to do it again. We loved it. We loved explaining politics.
Let me, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you reminded me, and I did not have it on the schedule day, and I did not get to it last time. And very quickly, to get your summation, Pat, not Pat Caddell, but Doug Shawn had suggested that based on what's happening right now, and this was a few weeks ago, John, I haven't seen anything from him lately, that it's going to be a wipeout for the Democrats in 2022.
He thinks it's going to be like it was in 2010 when the Tea Party rose up and, you know, they became the Republican Party, I guess, and they won 63 seats. So he thinks it's going to be another year like that.
What's your thought?
That's what he thinks. Well, he's a Democrat strategist primarily,
wasn't he? Primarily Democrat strategist. Okay.
Totally. Well, not totally. He was my pollster in both of my campaigns. So he did some Republicans, but I pay attention to what he says. But the thing is, it's a year away, so we don't know what the world will be like in a year.
All right. So we know
normally,
what's going on.
We know.
Go ahead.
But here's the thing. Normally, the party in power does lose a lot of seats. And the one time recently where it didn't happen was 2002. And Bush was president, and Republicans picked up seats in the House and Senate because of the war, the 9/11 and the imminent war in Iraq. And so you don't really know. There could be some horrible event that could change the equation next year. Hopefully not.
All right. Well, let me address what's in front of us right now. And in particular, in your state, you've got your governor and in your city imposing, especially the city, imposing the vaccine mandates, which are not law. They're an executive order signed by Biden. The OSHA still hasn't acted on it, but your governor has said that we're going to impose it. The New York Fire Department, I'm reading, according to the New York Post, preparing to shutter as many as 20% of your fire companies, take an equal number of ambulances off the streets, because if workers aren't vaccinated against COVID-19 by, December, I think. The number might be off on my date here. But between them and police, too, police now suing the largest police union. Yeah, supposed to take place November 1. John,
exactly.
the city has so many problems now. You got crime, and you're going to lose experienced police and firemen. Your reaction?
Well, it's true, and it's tomorrow afternoon, I believe, is one of the deadlines in the city, and it's not a federal thing. This is de Blasio, who had originally said, he's the mayor of New York City, of course. He had originally said, you either, if you're a city employee, including a cop or a fireman, you either get the vaccine or you're subject to a weekly test. He got rid of the testing part a couple weeks ago, said, no, no more of that. You got to get the vaccine or you're out. And so that's going into effect now. And they're going to lay off up to a quarter of the workers by the end of business tomorrow. Now, they're not firing them. They're, in effect, suspending them without pay until they get vaccinated.
What is your thought? What is your thought on vaccine mandate like that? These folks were your first responders. They were your heroes last year. They were out there doing all this well before a vaccine. They didn't know when they rolled up on a scene who they're encountering and what the issue was.
Well, here's the thing. They are heroes. And they are, whether there's a COVID or not, firemen and policemen and nurses, hospital workers, nursing home workers, they're fantastic. But here's the thing. They can't be giving COVID to innocent people. It's not right to have someone who takes care of you be a transmitter of the disease. They have to be vaccinated. And we have the vaccine now. It is safe. I don't think it's unreasonable, first of all, for healthcare workers to be vaccinated. And I think because police and firemen come into close contact with people, they need to be vaccinated.
But
and
here's a question.
I get the hesitation. I get it.
Well,
but they got to get over it.
It's more than hesitation. It's a matter of it's my body, my choice. We hear that when it comes to abortion all the time. Tell me how you think Reagan, since you're a Reagan Republican, would accept the fact that you're going to order them to get the vaccine.
He would do it.
You think
in
he would?
Moment.
You think
well,
so?
He fired PATCO. He fired every GD flight controller
right.
in this country.
They did a walkout.
So if he would have done that, because they broke the law. And there was no, they did not have the right to strike. And he said, fine, you're going to strike? I'm firing you. And same thing here. You're a public servant. You take an oath when you're a policeman or a fireman.
John, you are.
If the head, I'll let you ask me a question.
All right, go.
Reagan would have, I have no doubt, enforced a mandate on them and said, you've got to get the shot. It's for the good of the public.
Well, two things there, very quickly. When Biden said the other day, we had to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, the idea, again, the vaccination was supposed to do it. Biden's had two plus a booster. Mayorkas, his Department of Homeland Security, has had his shots, and he got COVID apparently from a meeting with Biden. So I don't know how effective. I don't know how effective it is. But my bigger issue is personal choice and freedom.
Let me ask you something. Everybody, I'm a conservative. I believe in personal choice and freedom. Did you drive to work today?
I did.
What side of the road did you drive on?
John, that's comparing apples to oranges.
It's exactly the same.
I said, you know something?
I don't like being told I have to drive on the right side of the road. I'm going to choose to drive on the left side of the road.
Move to Britain.
It's the same thing. There are rules of the road. There are rules of society. And one of them is going to be you've got to get vaccinated to interact with other people. Do you have a problem when you go to the airport and going through the TSA check thing?
Yeah, I do.
You're right. And how about this? Have you ever had a surgery in your life?
Yep, I am. Several.
Okay.
And you go through all these.
How did you feel about the doctor and the nurses wearing a mask when they operated on you?
They obviously.
Were you happy they wore a mask?
Listen. I'm not arguing that point.
Why did they wear a mask?
Because that's their protocol. But they often,
Larry,
war theaters,
why do they wear a mask?
Generally to protect themselves from body fluids.
No. They wash their hands and they wear a mask to protect.
You want a clean environment. I agree, but here's the issue.
Right.
And I'm not anti-vaxxer.
How would you like it if a surgeon said, you know, I care about my freedom. I don't want to wear a mask in the operating room. Guess what? He's fired for that.
All right. Let me ask you this though. We keep lowering the age. You're still working on. You know how effective it is. You're going to need a booster. Maybe you're going to need more. Now, today, they pushed the Pfizer vax down to kids on smaller doses, but two. But here's a quote from one of the members of the committee voting on it. He said, we're never going to know how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. And you're doing it to children as young as five? And we're telling pregnant women they can get it,
right.
And they're carrying kids
a lot younger than five.
Wait a sec. Okay.
That's not what's going on. They have tested it all year on children and pregnant women. It's not like out of nowhere they're shoving it in kids' arms.
But
they've already done thousands of children.
But they're all approved by the FDA on an emergency basis at this point.
Correct.
Okay.
So what? They've tested it enough to where they feel it's safe to give to children. Now, there is no mandate for children.
I hope you're right.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, John, I want to thank
you. It's going to happen over time. Schools are going to say, but not probably till next school year, probably.
John, we're going to do this again. We're going to do this again. In fact, I'm headed off to the World Series of Poker, and you have to be vaccinated if you're playing at the World Series of Poker. I know many poker players saying, to hell with it, I won't play this year. Hey, I appreciate your insight as well. We will do it again. The audience loves you.
Great.
All right, John Laboutier.
Talk to you again soon.
You bet. John Laboutier. Coming up, how bad the economic growth has been hit.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
It's not too early to plan your holiday office party, and I highly recommend my sponsor, Cafe Napoli. Various size rooms, fantastic Napoli food and service, all to make your party a big success. Just don't wait too late to book the date. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, now on the streets of St. Charles. Cafe Napoli.
Happy girl, taught me those things a young man should know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I really like having John LaBoutière on. If he'd just be a little bit more candid, it might make a better interview. What do you think? He is great. There are times we clash, but we have mutual respect for each other. And I know many of you, I've heard from some of you, said, he's so anti-Trump and he's this and that. Why are you having him on? Well, because, first of all, I don't cut people out because they're not a Trump supporter. And I'll remind you very quickly, when Trump was first announcing and running, and what we had 15, 17 other candidates on the GOP side, first of all, I thought he didn't have a chance. And he wouldn't, as he got closer, he was not my first, second, nor third choice. But when it came down between him holding the Republican flag and Hillary holding the Democrat, I had no issue at that point. So I like having John on. We'll do it again. But here's some things that you need to know. We were talking about the effect upon what's going to happen in the fire department in New York City under these mandates starting tomorrow, November 1, or this is the 28th, not tomorrow, but November 1, that they say they're going to lose 20% of all their fire companies, and police union is in New York City is suing. Well, what's happening on the economic growth? First of all, trucking companies are suffering. They cannot get enough truckers. That's why we got a lot of these ships off the port of Los Angeles. And what did the L.A. mayor decide? I mean, the governor of California decide, Newsom? We're going to need to study why you don't need to study anything. It's already apparent what's happening. You want to know how bad it is? A gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced in our nation, was below the consensus expectation. Oh, they'd already lowered it because they thought, well, the way things are going on, supply chain disruption, you know, we're down to 2.9% growth is what they were predicting. Nope, didn't make it. Did not make it. They did not come in at that point. They fell even below that number. So they were expecting 2.9% growth. You know where they ended up? Are you ready? Are you ready? I mean, because I'm going to let you know. The consensus expectation at 2.9%, our annualized rate of from July through September of gross domestic product, 2%. Now, you might think that 0.9% doesn't mean a lot. It means a hell of a lot. It does. And we also have more problems coming with trucking companies. We know that it's going to shut down a lot of our operations. I've got a report from our boots on the ground correspondent Andrew pointing out an article that says that nearly half of small businesses are struggling to find workers because they either don't want to be vaxxed or we're getting all that federal money. But you know who is getting work? Illegals. Well, this week the Department of Justice actually announced guilty pleas among 12 individuals across 7 construction companies in Marion County, Georgia. Now, it sounds to me like they're trying to be racist in Marion County. They were executives at various home construction, design centers, building centers. They were using unlicensed check cashers to pay illegal aliens under the table to avoid taxes. We've known that's been going on for years. But here's where the DOJ with the IRS, Department of Homeland Security, decided to do an actual investigation. They found $15 million in checks. $15 million. and the 12 executives pleading guilty to one felony count of conspiracy. Max 5.5 years in prison, fines of $250,000, and at last report, at least 8 million illegal aliens illegally hold American jobs, and more, of course, coming across. And then Joe Biden's top Homeland Security official this week ordering immigration officials, don't arrest any illegals at certain places, like food banks, shelters. Those are going to be protected areas. Anywhere where children would gather, playgrounds, don't arrest them there. They fear that if we take an illegal into custody, an emergency shelter, it's possible other non-citizens, including children, will be hesitant to visit the shelter and not get needed food and water and urgent medical attention. He said this principle is fundamental. We can accomplish our enforcement mission without... Well, stop right there. You just said we can accomplish our enforcement mission. You're not enforcing a single thing in your enforcement mission. ICE officers saying everything you've done already has cut down what we're able to do. The agency still exists, but they can't really do anything. That's according to the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Coming up, the federal overreach on these mandates. Contrary to what John said, you want to hear what the governor of Florida says.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.